Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us, as he does most of the time at this time on Fridays, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. We've made it through the impeachment trial. How you doing, Mike?
Hi, it's good to be back.
It turns out the Senate has voted in favor of our show continuing. And the last time we were together, you left us with a challenge. I'm sure some people are aching to know.
I'm sure they're on the edge of their seats. I said, start with the phrase, mess around. Rearrange the letters to spell a four-letter word and a six-letter word that each name a payment of sorts. What are the words? Well, if you rearrange the letters in the right way, you can spell dues and ransom.
One more voluntary than the other.
All right, Ian, as we have alluded to, it's been a few weeks since we've had a show, but we are back. And to celebrate our return, we're going to listen to some music. Specifically, I'll give you some lyrics from a song with the word back in the title and the year it was released, and you name the song.
Okay, that sounds fun.
From 1969. Jojo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. Jojo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass.
This is in, like, my top two or three Beatles songs. Get back.
You are probably not alone in that, and you're right. And in 2009, Paul McCartney played Get Back on The Late Show with David Letterman on top of the theater marquee that faces Broadway. And afterwards, Letterman asked if McCartney had ever played a marquee before, and McCartney said, I've done a roof. From 1989, I'd take back those words that hurt you, and you'd stay. If I could reach the stars, I'd give them all to you.
I think that's Cher. Turn back time?
Yes, it's called If I Could Turn Back Time. And Cher's son, Elijah Blue Allman, who she had with singer Greg Allman, appears in the music video for that song as one of the guitarists, and he was 12 years old at the time. Again from 1969. Oh, baby, all I need is one more chance to show you that I love you. Won't you please let me back in your heart? Oh, darling, I was blind to let you go.
Jackson 5?
Very good. What's the song?
I Want You Back. I Want You Back.
It's called I Want You Back. That's right. From 1970. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Wondrous apparition provided by magician.
It's something by CCR.
It is.
Doo, 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 looking out my back door.
Very good. Very good. And finally, from 2012. I remember when we broke up the first time, saying, this is it, I've had enough. Because, like, we hadn't seen each other in a month when you said you needed space.
I don't know that.
It's a very, very long song title. And it's Taylor Swift.
We are never, ever, ever getting back together.
That's right. Apparently, Ian and I did get back together to do this nonsense again. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can go back to black at WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the song title, Back in the USSR. Change one letter to a W, and you can spell three words, three letters, four letters, and six letters, respectively, that each name something in a house that uses water. What are the words? So again, start with the song title, Back in the USSR. Change one letter to a W, and you can spell three words, three letters, four letters, and six letters, respectively, that each name something in a house that uses water. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for The New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you again.